जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस ब्रजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतशिष्य मत्स्यवाइंग्रेस ऐसी भक्तिदानंद स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की जाय निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर सिक्स एंटाइटल्ड द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव टेक्स्ट नंबर वन दिस इज अ प्रोज टेक्स्ट सो आई विल जस्ट रीड राज उवाच ननुनम भगव आत्मरामाणां योग समृत ज्ञाना वभर्जित कर्म बीजानां ऐश्वर्याणि पुनः क्लेशदानि भवितुम अर्हन्ति यदृच्छयोपगतानि वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग एंड ट्रांसलेशन बाय प्रभुपाद राज उवाच किंग परीक्षित इंक्वायर्ड न Not, Nunam, indeed, Bhagava, O most powerful Shukdev Goswami, Atmaramanam, of pure devotees, simply engaged in devotional service, Yoga Samirita, achieved by practice of yoga, jnana by knowledge, avabharjita burn, karma bijanam of those whose seeds of fruit activities, aishwaryani the mystic powers, punah again, kleshadani sources of distress, bhavitum to become, arhanti are able, yadrichaya automatically, upagatani achieved. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. King Parikshit asked Sukadeva Goswami, my dear Lord, for those who are completely pure in heart, knowledge is attained by practice of bhakti yoga. And attachment for fruity activities is completely burned to ashes. For such people, the powers of mystic yoga automatically arise. They do not cause distress. Why then did Rishabhdev neglect them? Purport. A pure devotee is constantly engaged in service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever is necessary for the discharge of devotional service is automatically attained, though it may appear to be a result of mystic yoga power. Sometimes a yogi displays a little yogic power by manufacturing gold. A little quantity of gold captivates foolish people, and thus the yogis gets many followers who are willing to accept such a tiny person as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a yogi may also advertise himself as Bhagavan. However, a devotee does not have to exhibit such magical wonders. Without practicing the mystic yogic process, he achieves even greater opulence all over the world. Under the circumstances, Lord Rishabhdev refuses to manifest mystic yogic perfections. And Maharaj Parikshit asked, why he did not accept them, since for a devotee, they are not at all disturbing. A devotee is never disturbed, distressed or satisfied by material opulences. His concern is how to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If by the grace of the Supreme Lord, a devotee achieves extraordinary opulence, he utilizes the opportunity for the Lord's service. He is not disturbed by the opulence. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome everyone to this Srimad Bhagavatam session. So we are discussing Canto 5 in chapter 6, where activities of Lord Rishabhdev are being described. So at the end of previous chapter, which described teachings of Lord Rishabhdev, many opulences of Rishabdev are being described. He was actually a lord incarnate in a form of a Rishabdev, a Brahmana. But now, in his last stages of perfected stage, he has achieved so many mystic powers, siddhis. But in the society, in the eyes of a society, he is still behaving as a madman. As a man who is indifferent to social customs, indifferent to generally accepted standards of cleanliness, etiquettes, whatever. So Parikshit is asking Sukhdeva Goswami, generally, yogis, when they get siddhis, they get disturbed by those siddhis. Disturbed means they can get deviated from the goal for which they actually started their yoga process. Because their aim is also material, and that's why something materially alluring comes in between, so they can get distracted. But if a devotee gets those mystic powers, he should not neglect them. Yeah, he need not neglect them because he is not disturbed by them. We read in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayada Hetukam. What results one achieves by different processes of jnana, dhyana or karma, all results like detachment, knowledge or even siddhis are achieved by a devotee very easily just by his process of devotional service. So here he is asking, generally devotee is not disturbed by those opulences. So why Rishabdev is kind of rejecting them? So devotee, because his goals are spiritual, if his goals are spiritual, if his karma mishra or jnana mishra, his goals are not spiritual. But if his goals are spiritual, I mean just to please the Supreme Person of Godhead, then these material achievements in between will not disturb him. Aparyamanam achalam pratishtam samudra mapam pravashanti yadvat tadvat kama pravashanti sarve sa shanti mapnoti na kama kami. One who is completely filled in his heart, a devotee, aparyamanam, is completely filled because he is experiencing the relationship of Krishna, the devotion, and so he is not disturbed by many material allurements which comes in his life. But kama kami, a person who is just working to satisfy his own desires, if he gets, so there is a book called The Prisoners of Success. Even people get success, that success may bind them. So this intermediate success for a yogi is his siddhis. And the siddhis may bind him because he may get allured by those siddhis. Even Vishwanatha Thakura explains that even for a devotee whose faith is not very firm, is still doing anishtita bhajan. So after going through many stages of anishtita bhajan, one reaches a quite reasonable stage of purity or a good standing in devotional service, his practice becomes intense. And because of that practice, people around can notice that he has advanced more than us. And that can create some pratishtha. And people around may try to glorify him and appreciate what he has achieved. Vishwanatha Thakura says that stage is called a tarangarangini, where a devotee may get carried away by these waves of worldly pratishtha. So it may not be worldly opulence. If it is even devotional opulence, but if we try to enjoy the pratishtha which we get because of that devotional opulence, then that is also an obstacle. And unless and until we cross that, we cannot come to the platform of nishtha. So Rishabdev, even a devotee is guided that he should not trust his senses. Example is given in Bhagavatam, like just as a ringman in a circus, when he catches an animal from a forest, he make him fast for some time. And the animal shouts, yells, but still he make him fast. And then slowly, slowly he loses his energy. And then he with his striker, he starts taming him. And then gets to do whatever he wants to do from that wild, ferocious animal. But still, even if the animal is completely tamed and ready to perform all the feats which the master is asking, Still, it is advised that a master should not put full faith in those wild animals. Just like one time, one person in, I think, Japan, there was some circus and he wanted to do something different. And everybody was catching monkeys, tigers, lions, elephants, dogs and presenting them in circus. He wanted to do something more adventurous, so he caught a crocodile. And he kind of tamed the crocodile and brought it to the stage in a circus. And then all people, when they saw a crocodile, who has so much strength, and that big jaw, she's sitting there with the open jaw, and that circus man, just to show his adventure and to create some suspense, in the open jaw he started moving his stick. So as he was moving his stick, the crocodile trained nicely, so it was just, the mouth was open, he was not closing. And as the stick was passing, people were like gasping. Then he threw the stick and his bare hand, he started moving through the crocodile's mouth. And people were sitting like holding their breath and watching with full suspense. And a few times he moved his hand and crocodile was still opening the mouth. And then he started moving his leg between crocodile's open jaws and crocodile still erect. Then he said, now the most adventurous thing is coming up. I'll be putting my head through the crocodile's mouth. And he started leaning, and as soon as he put his head in crocodile's mouth, immediately crocodile closed her jaw and tilted up. And crocodile's jaw, we know, at least we know from Gajendra's story. It takes thousands of years and still crocodile not, she may die, but she'll not open her jaw. This is the strongest jaw in the world, is crocodile's jaw. So for a sadhaka, a controlled senses, some mastery over senses may appear like some siddhi, but one should not get allured by such material benefits. And one should not actually trust his senses. That's why Krishna says, prak sharir vimokshanat. Till we leave this body, we should have this healthy fear that any time my senses can get astray and I can get deviated. So, following this path, many devotees, even if they get siddhis, they are not interested in practicing them. They may have some control over material things. They may have some control over materialistic people. They may have some influence. But influence should not take us on the waves. Tarangarangini. So that's an obstacle. And we should be very careful to guard us against that. But those, like Parikshit Maharaj asking in this verse, but those who are Atma Rama, they don't have any fear because they are actually left their body. Prakshari Vimokshana, that means till you leave your bodily concept of life. That also can be translated as. So people who are like Atma Rama, those who are completely controlled their senses, they are living on the level of soul. So those people, they have nothing to fear. So today happens to be disappearance day of Ramananda Rai. So he's also Ramananda. So he's taking pleasure in Supreme Lord. Because he has achieved that stage, we see that he's also engaged in so many kind of siddhi activities. But a sadhaka, when he sees Ramananda Rai dressing, what they are called as? Devadasis, who perform different cultural events for pleasure of Lord Jagannath. So he is dressing them, teaching them, decorating them, and he is not to be blamed. Or he is, because he is on a different level, so he is beyond this jurisdiction of senses or materialism. So we'll just try to see some things from Ramanandarayan's life. So Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 8 describes the meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai. So Kaviraj Goswami there states, Sancharya Ramidha Bhakta Meghe Swabhakti Siddhanta Chayamritani Gaurabdhi Etai Amunavitarnai Tadgyatvaratna Layatam Prayati. So there Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Sancharya Ramabhidha Bhakta Meghe. So he's telling that here is the story of a devotee whose name is Rama. Is Atma Rama, is Ramananda Rai. Bhakta Meghe. He's a devotee, is here giving an analogy that he is compared to a cloud. And Gaurabdhi, Lord Chaitanya, is compared to an ocean. Now, who supplies water to the clouds? The ocean. So, he is telling that Gaurabdhi, the ocean of Lord Gauranga, only gave water to the clouds. But on whom the clouds shower water? Oceans. See, in this chapter, Ramananda Raya, who took the nectar from Lord Chaitanya, will be showering back nectar on Lord Chaitanya in the form of rain. So Bhakti Siddhanta Chayamritani. So these many truths of devotional service, the nectar of those truths will be showered. And after showering these rains, when the rain hit the ocean, there are many, what do you call them? Oyster? Many oysters in seashells, like when the water drops in Abhijit Nakshatra, then that drop converts into a pearl. So now when that rain is being showered by Ramananda over Lord Chaitanya is gathering so many jewels. Tagyatva ratna layatam prayati. So Lord Chaitanya will be thanking Ramananda that because of you I got jewels. So Lord Chaitanya is visiting South India on the pretext of finding his brother. He visits Jiyad Narasimha DT. And then perform Sankirtan there. And while doing Sankirtan, he starts walking towards Godavari River. So as he comes to Godavari River, he immediately pays his obeisances. He takes a bath. He starts swimming across Godavari River. Goes to the other side, performs some prefected rites. And sits there, chanting the holy name. As if waiting for somebody. And there Ramananda Rai, who is actually the minister of that place, kind of a tax collector, a representative of king, who is being honored by so many of his servants, arrives there. So arrives there on a dola, on a palanquin. And many brahmanas, musicians, brahmana chanting his glories, musicians are playing drums, and then he is going for a bath. So as soon as Ramananda arrives there, just by seeing Ramananda from distance, Lord Chaitanya's mind starts running towards him. Because he was being instructed by Sarvam Bhattacharya. So Sarvam Bhattacharya attempted to teach Vedanta to Lord Chaitanya. And ultimately Lord Chaitanya happened to teach him Vedanta. But then Lord Chaitanya thanks him and says that, okay, thank you very much. You have been merciful to me. I'm young sannyasi and you taught me so many things. But when Lord Chaitanya is living for South India, he asked permission from Sarvam Bhattacharya. And the Sarvam Bhattacharya says that when you go to South India, on the Godavari banks, you should please meet Ramananda Raya. And he had so many jewels of devotional service. I misunderstood him when he was living with us. Because that time I was not a devotee. So I should think that he is a madman. But now I know because I have now become a devotee. So please go and meet. So Lord Chaitanya is looking for Ramananda Raya. Of course, he is himself Srimati Radharani. He knows that he is Vishakha Sakhi. So he's looking for him. So as soon as Ramananda comes there, he sees Lord Chaitanya. Now when he sees Lord Chaitanya, Suryashata Samakanti Aruna Vasan Subalita Prakanda Deha Kamala Lochan. So here Lord Chaitanya's beauty is being described. Suryashata Samakanti. So Lord Chaitanya's beauty is like hundreds of suns being risen. Aruna Vasana, Subalita Prakandada, he is very powerful, very big body. And Kamala Lochanam, he has lotus eyes. And immediately Ramananda Raya starts offering his obeisances to this effulgent sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya gets up, goes to Ramananda Raya, immediately picks him up to embrace him. And then before embracing him, he asks, Tathapi Puchila Tumi Raya Ramananda, just to make sure that you are that same personality. Teho Kese Iha Dasa Shudra Manda. Ramananda answers, who am I? Aap Ramananda Raya hai? Well, yes. Sehi Haiya Dasa Shudra Manda. I am not Ramananda Raya. I am Shudra Manda Das. I am not Ramananda Das. I am Shudra Manda Das. So he, and then hearing that, Lord Chaitanya immediately tightly embraces Ramananda Raya. And then immediately the love, the ecstatic love arouses between both of them. Why? Prabhupada writes, because this is a time where Vishakha and Radharani and Krishna himself, they are meeting each other. So as they're embracing it tightly, so they fell to the ground while embracing. Now while they're embracing, there are so many Vedic Brahmanas who are accompanying Ramanandara, they are watching this scene. And they are thinking, why this effulgent sannyasi is embracing this Shudra person? And not only embracing, but while embracing he is crying also. So there is a fault on a part of this sannyasi. But that is okay, sannyasi may be compassionate. But we see that another fault, Ehi Maharaja Mahapandita Gambhir. But Hamara Raja, our Maharaja, he is a very great Pandit and very Gambhir person. Sannyasi Rasparshe Matta Hoila Asthir. By touching this sannyasi, why is he getting asthir? The sannyasi, why is embracing a Shudra? And why this very Gambhir, sober person, is getting unstable, crying tears. So while these people are discussing like this, so Lord Chaitanya comes to know that these are not devotees. Because they cannot understand what we are doing. So immediately they stop their devotee dealings. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu restricted his transcendental emotions. Seeing that Vijatiya Loka Dekhi Prabhu Kaila Samvaran. Saying that these people are not devotees. So he kind of restricts himself. So devotees are naturally very happy when they meet devotees and they laugh and they embrace and they may try to take dust from the lotus feet. But when there are non-devotees around, like many times we are traveling in train, but we are still in our own space and bubble. But if there are non-devotees around and they cannot understand or they cannot conclude them rightly, so then it's better that we stop our devotee links or kind of samvaran. Why? Because non-devotees, even if they cannot understand devotees, they will not stop judging. They will keep judging devotees. Then why these people are doing like this? And if they judge, knowingly or unknowingly, they are going away from Krishna. If they appreciate, by appreciating devotees, knowingly or unknowingly, one gets Agyata Sukruti. And one can slowly approach Krishna. But if they judge or criticize, then they go away from Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya sat down smilingly and he said, all the way from Jagannathpuri I have arrived in this place just to meet you. This was the only purpose for which I have come here. So because I am here for your association, I desire that as I am staying here, we please meet sometime. So Ramandarai says, actually, you are coming and meeting me is the trick of Sarvam Bhattacharya. I am very much grateful to him because he loves me so much that I am away from him, still he is taking care of me and sending personalities like you to come and meet me. And also it is your mercy that you took this turn and came to my place. So Prabhupada, there writes, that Ramanandarai is telling himself that I am a Shudra person. And still you are showing me mercy. So now, Shudras, should a devotee associate with Shudras or not? So Prabhupada writes two perspectives. First thing he writes is, Mami partha vyapashita yepisu papayana shriya vaisho tatha shudra tepi yanti paramgati. So Gita describes that anybody who is a Shudra, a low caste, why they are called low caste? Because they are devoid of Krishna consciousness. So who is low caste and who is high caste? Low caste means those who are not Krishna conscious. So Prabhupada says, then for your personal benefit and personal interest, you should not go and associate people who are not Krishna conscious. That means Shudra means abhaktas. But Krishna is telling here, tepi yanti paramgatim. They can also get paramgati. So if you approach them for their benefit and giving them Krishna consciousness, that we can do. He writes, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajanon Mukhasya. So these people should not, those who are Nishkinchanasya, those who are not desiring any material benefits, those who are Bhajana Unmukha, those who want to render devotional service, Mumukshuka, those who want to get liberated, for them association with materialistic people or people who are attached to wine, woman, etc. That association is like Vishabhakshana. It's like willfully or willingly drinking a poison. So when we are with our personal agenda associating with materialistic people, that is like visha. But if you are approaching them for giving them Krishna consciousness, that is allowed. Now that is a very thin difference, a thin line between why we are associating with them. Just like when we preach, we come in contact with so many people who are not devotees. Because to devotees, we don't preach. With devotees, we just do Krishna Katha. We nourish each other. But to non-devotees, we try to convince them, preach them, associate with them, ask them questions, reveal our heart, and ask what they want to do in life. So, is it safe? It is not safe. Like one time, one example was given. Just like in a kabaddi, a person takes a deep breath and saying kabaddi, 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 kabaddi. He crosses the line, goes to the next arena and tries to catch people. Now his job is to touch somebody, but that is a secondary job. Primary job is to keep his breath. If his breath is, he starts losing his breath, then better he come back even if he doesn't touch anybody there. So when we are preaching, sometimes we should not become very overconfident that I can lose my breath and still touch people. That will not make him dim devotees, because that's a foul. If you stop your chanting, if you start your stop your bhajan and still try to preach, that's not going to work. That's rules doesn't allow that. So as soon as we are losing our breath, we should come back again, nourish ourselves, take sufficient bhajan inside, and then again go back to the world and preach till the time we have the breath. So Prabhupada writes that two perspective of associating with non-devotees. Then he says, Vedanishtha madhe ardhek veda mukhe mani Vedanishtha papa karme dharma nahi gani. So non-devotees are those who superficially may be following or accepting that Vedas are the supreme authority. So apart from the devotees, there are many people who are Vedic, those who accept Vedas as the highest authority. But he says, Veda mukhe mani, that is just the lip service. If you actually see their lifestyle, Veda nishiddha papa kare. So they actually engage in so many sinful activities and dharma nahi gani. So don't follow actually the duty principles described by these scriptures. Amanistrete tomar iha agaman param dayalu tumi patita pavan. So you have come here to deliver me and to associate with me. That's your mercy, because you are patita pavan. So there, because Lord Chaitanya had requested that, because I am here, I want to have a meeting with you and associate with you. Ramananda says, why one day? Please stay here for 5-7 days and we will discuss Krishna Katha. So my mind is very dirty and a single day of Krishna Katha will not purify it. So please stay for at least 5-7 days. And so recently Gauram Prabhu came to Palghar and we introduced him to so many new people who became devotees. And when he was meeting youth who just became devotees, then one person asked Prabhuji that, Prabhuji, when we are chanting, the mind is reeling and mind is very uncontrolled and so many desires come. And then Prabhuji said, ये कलयुग का मन बहुत ज्यादा बीमार है कितना माला करते हो ही सेड अच्छा वन राउंड ही सेड वन राउंड इज नॉट सफिशिएंट यू शुड चैंट एटलीस्ट 16 राउंड्स देन यू शुड चैंट 32 देन 64 बट फॉर राइट नाउ यू चैंट एटलीस्ट हाउ मेनी 16 एंड सो हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू फील दिस दैट योर माइंड इज डिस्टर्ब एंड एवरीबॉडी रेज देयर हैंड सो हाउ मेनी राउंड्स यू ऑल शुड चैंट 16 So I was thinking that these people are very new. I thought maybe Prabhuji will explain different tricks, some philosophy regarding mind, intelligence, ego, like we teach people. But he was telling, because our minds are so dirty, we need a high dose of Harinam. We need a high dose of Krishna Katha. Ramananda is telling, my mind is very, very dirty. What the one day of Katha will do? Please stay here for 5-7 days and nourish me with your association, full Krishna Katha. Then only this mind can be delivered. Then Lord Chaitanya goes back. One Brahmana invites him for a prasad, and Lord Chaitanya goes to his house and takes his prasad. And in the evening, Lord Chaitanya takes a bath, sits in a secluded place, waiting for Ramananda Rai. So Prabhupada writes, and this is very important. He was waiting in a secluded place to discuss with Ramananda Rai. So there's a place still there in Kuvur, just on the banks of Godavari River. It's like you are almost entering a river, just on the banks. Now there is a big bridge being constructed. So it looks like this is like under a bridge and just on the banks of Godavari. So we also have a temple there. So Kuvur is a place. So Prabhupada writes, so these topics of Radha and Krishna, which will be discussed between Ramananda and Lord Chaitanya, they are meant for only qualified devotees. And this matter should not be discussed in public. So this for public, there should be Harinam Sankirtan. And if people are more interested, you may discuss principles from Bhagavad Gita. But the past tense of Radha and Krishna, they are made for advanced devotees and for not public. So even in Gita, we see that Lord Krishna, when he's talking about himself so much, he has not talked about who is his father, who is his mother, where does he stay. About himself, he had not taught anything. He has just taught about na bhasete suryo na shashanko na pavakaha. There is no sun, there is no moon, there is no fire. But what is there, he doesn't say. He just says that I am the controller of this material world, but I have another existence. What is that existence? Who are you there? Nothing is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Because it's being spoken on Kurukshetra. It's a public place. So there, in between Arjuna and Krishna, the samvad is happening on public platform. But when Ramananda and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, they are meeting. So there the discussion is more intense and more confidential. Then Lord Chaitanya asks him, Ramananda Rai, a single question, which continues for 200 verses, the answer of that question. And then he asks another question, and then so many questions. So we'll discuss only one question, because we don't have so much time, and I read only that. So one question which Lord Chaitanya asks, that Raya Pada Shloka Sadhira Nirnahi. Lord Chaitanya asks, what is the best sadhya, a thing to be achieved for a human being? What is success? What is success formula? What is success? Next question will be, what is the success formula? But first thing is, please define success. What is the successful human life? So then, Ramananda starts explaining. First thing he tells, he says, so dharma acharane Vishnu bhakti. He says, if a person just follows his swadharma with Vishnu bhakti. This is basically varnashrama. When a person, like Krishna says, chaturvarna maya shishtam guna karma vibhagasha. So following one's duties as per varna and ashrama, for the pleasure of Vishnu. Samsiddhir haritoshanam. Paramaradhanam taddhi purushasya akhilatmana. So as a form of Lord's worship, as a tool to please Sri Vishnu, if one follows his swadharma, Ramananda says that is the highest success of human life. And actually for general masses of people who are not qualified for higher stages, this is the minimum criteria which people should follow. Doing their kartavyas, doing their prescribed duties with pleasure of Vishnu in mind. So that's why so many kings who were living in olden times, their main job was to make sure that anybody in that state is at least at this level. This is the minimum. Nobody should not fall below this. Doing varnashrama for the pleasure of Vishnu. So that's the minimum criteria for any citizen. The Lord Chaitanya says, that's okay. Eho bahiya. This is very external. I want something higher. So then he said, second step is Krishna karma arpana. He said, directly offering your activities. Not just the result, but activities also being offered to Krishna. So then he quotes a verse, yat karoshi yadashnasi yat joshi dasi yat tapasya kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you sacrifice, do it for my pleasure. Lord Chaitanya says, that is also very external. Please tell something higher. Then he says, this was like kind of a higher version of karma yoga. But then Lord Chaitanya says, this is very external. Please tell me something more. So then he says, third thing is, like for general people, keep doing your duty, because that will gradually will purify you, slowly but surely.
will purify you and you will achieve the higher stages. Once somebody does their duties nicely, heart is purified, then they become qualified for actually giving up their duties and taking sannyas. So Ramananda says, third thing is swadharmatyag or karma sannyas. Agyaiva gunan doshan maya adishtan api swakan dharman santyaccha ya sarvan mam bhajita sacha sattamah. So he says, once a person understand that even if I try to do my kartavyas, sometimes I do punya, invariably I do some papa. So there are some gunas, there are some doshas, and I will suffer anyway. So better give up everything. So that becomes the highest. Lord Chaitanya says that is also external. Please tell something higher. So one person gives up his duties and is purified, then actually he becomes qualified for Jnana Yoga. So Ramananda Rai says, Jnana Mishra Bhakti is the highest. Previous was like Karma Mishra, Sudharmatyag. Sudharmatyag, Krishna Karma Arpana and Sudharmatyag, they are like two stages of Karma Mishra Bhakti only. Then he comes to the Jnana Mishra Bhakti, saying that trying to understand that transcendental nature of the Supreme with your intelligence and then surrender to Him for the liberation of soul. So ultimate, His desire is that the Mukti Kamana is there. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Shochadina Kangshri Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Maktin Labhate Param. So that verse he quotes. Lord Chaitanya says, that is also external. Please tell something more. Then he says, the fifth thing, when that Mishrata is gone, that karma mishrata is also gone and the jnana mishrata is also gone, when it becomes a jnana shunya bhakti, that is the highest. Lord Chaitanya says, iho hoy. This is something tangible now you have spoken, because everything you have removed and bhakti only remained. So this is, he quotes the verse which Brahmaji says while praying to Lord Krishna. Jnane prayasam buddhapasyanamanteva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiyavartam stane stita shutigatam tanuvan manobhir yap prayasho ajitajitopi asitais trilokyan. Person who is not even conquered in three worlds can be conquered if one simply gives up his material logic and simply surrenders to the Supreme Lord. So giving, switching off one's jnana faculty, intelligence, and completely surrendering. So surrendering actually takes sometimes switching off our intelligence. And people who have some IQ, for them to switch off their intelligence is austerity. Like when we entered our 12th standard tuitions, our class teacher told us that whatever I teach you, you just study that. And switch off your brains. Don't try to read other books and notes and any other references. Whatever I teach and speak and make you write, just study that and you all can crack your entrance examinations. But he said, but not all of you will crack, because many of you will not be able to switch off your brains. You will still try to do something higher. And if you just stick to this, you can crack. So sometimes surrender means, many times surrender means, actually switching off our own intelligence. What I think is right, what I think is wrong, what my intelligence or logic can grasp and what I cannot grasp. So then Lord Chaitanya says, Jnana Shunya Bhakti Eho Hoy. Till now he was telling Eho Bahiya Hoy, Eho Bahiya. But now he says Eho Hoy. So Prabhupada writes, one has to practice this principle first to make further progress. So switching off one's own logic is must before we go to the next stages. So till now, 5 stages are being spoken. There are more 8 stages. So Prabhupada said this 5th is must before you enter the higher statuses of successful human life. Then Lord Chaitanya said, Iho hoy, this is true, but if there is something higher than this, please tell me. Then Ramananda Rai says, yes, higher than this is a prema bhakti, where a person is completely endowed with love and try to serve the Supreme Person of God. Lord Chaitanya, this is the epitome. This, what you are told, is the perfect. Then Ramananda Rai speaks 2 stages in prema bhakti. It's very important that he first says prema bhakti and then quotes 2 verses. Out of them, first is sadhana bhakti. Both are sadhana bhakti actually. First is Vaidhi sadhana bhakti and second is Raganuga sadhana bhakti. So Vaidhi sadhana bhakti is also part of a prema bhakti, just like Rupa Goswami clarifies in Bhakti Rasam Sindhu. All this is Uttama bhakti. So Ramananda Rai also first says this is the prema bhakti and then gives Vaidhi sadhana bhakti. So it's not like people who are still covered with Rajo and Tamo and just kind of following scriptural rules and regulations. Are they pure devotees? Yes, they are pure devotees. So sometimes seeing their own anarthas and anarthas of devotees around, person may get a doubt after some years whether I am practicing pure devotional service or not. So Prahlad Maharaj, when he is offering his prayers to Narasimha Dev, he says that, "Oh Narasimha Dev, so many devatas who are great devotees situated in pure goodness, Sattvaikatana Gatayo, Vachasam Pravahi, they have offered such a choicest poetic glories to you, and still you are not satisfied. And what I am, who is in Rajo and Tamo, who is Ugra Jati, how can he please you?" So that doubt also comes in the heart of a devotee, that how can I, who is in Rajo and Tamo, still practicing pure devotional service, am I qualified for the path which you describe in Bhagavatam? But Prahlad Maharaj, though he says that I am not qualified, he continues to offer his prayers and shows full confidence that I am eligible. What is my eligibility? He says, if I keep practicing this process, Puyeta yenahi puman anuvarnitena. He says, just by glorifying Supreme Lord, but anuvarnitena. Anuvarnitena means in a process by following the footsteps of previous acharyas. Anugamana. Anuvarnitena. Anu represents following the process given by previous acharyas. If I can follow that process, then Puyeta yenahi puman. I may not be Shuddha or completely pure at this stage, but if I keep glorifying the Supreme Lord, one day, I'll be completely purified. So, not being purified right now is not a disqualification for bhakti. So, that's how this sadhana bhakti is also included in a prema bhakti. And the verse given is, Nana upchara krita pujanam artha bandho premnaiva bhaktarudayam sukha vidrutam syat yavat shutasti jathare jaratha pipasa tavat sukhaya bhavato nanu bhakshapayam. He says that in sadhana bhakti, when you come to temple, we see deity, we offer obeisances, we do pranam, we chant Krishna's holy name, we hear his katha, descriptions. So, is that pure devotional service? Because right now we don't have any taste in it. We don't feel Krishna's presence, we don't feel so much love for Krishna. So, he says, Premnaiva bhaktarudhyam sukha vidrutam syat yava shrutyasti jathare jartha vipasa. Just like a hungry person, when he is drinking or eating, he feels satisfaction. If he is not hungry, he will not feel satisfaction. So that hunger, that pain of hunger, actually makes him relish the food. If there is no pain of hunger, then he cannot relish the food. So similarly, a sadhaka is one who has a hunger or eagerness to achieve higher stages. So what is the definition of sadhana bhakti? Sorry. Kriti sadhyat bhavya sadhya bhavasa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam riddhi sadhyata. So nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam. So the goal of what we are doing has to be clear. So what that hunger represents is a desire to have higher stages of devotional service. Desire to have spontaneous love or desire to have emotions for the Lord. If that desire is not there, if you are not desiring that one day I want to strike a relationship with Krishna, one day I want to become his friend, I want to associate with him in his dhamma. So if that desire is not there, then if superficial only we do pranam, we chant holy name, we read Bhagavatam, that intense desire is not there, then that activities will not create happiness. Just like without hunger, if we eat food, it will not create satisfaction. So, one time Prabhupada was in Hawaii, and one Miss Hawaii, who was very famous, so devotee somehow got contact, and she was a great celebrity, and they brought her to meet Prabhupada. And she agreed, and she came, she saw Swamiji, and while she was leaving after some conversation, she said, "Okay Swamiji, I'll see you again." Prabhupada said, "Why you'll see me again? You should not see me again." devotee who brought her was "I'm somehow trying to maintain a relationship and you are telling something which is not so pleasing." But she kind of said, okay, but Swamiji, anyway, I will see you again because you're such a nice person, she's a nice temple, nice devotees. Prabhupada said, "But why you want to see me again? Do you want to surrender your life to Krishna? Do you want to have loving devotional service towards Krishna? Do you believe in Krishna? Do you have faith in Atma? Prabhupada ask very foundational questions. If you don't have interest in Krishna, why do you want to see me again? So, visiting temple, meeting devotees is nice. But if we have that inner eagerness to achieve Krishna. So sometimes in the course of our actions, activities remain and the purpose is lost. Suppose somebody is using a mixer in the kitchen. So now mixer without putting an ingredient sounds same. And with the ingredient also sounds somewhat same. So when we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, sound is same. Even if you have eagerness, if you don't have eagerness. But if you don't put the actual things inside, we will not get our work done. Just like a washing machine, if you don't put clothes inside, it will make some sound. It may vibrate also. But clothes will remain dirty because we have not put clothes inside. So when we are chanting, offering obeisances, offering prayers, but if you don't have the eagerness to achieve Krishna, then those activities will not create happiness. And any activity which doesn't create happiness over a long term, we cannot continue. Someday we have to give it up. So that's why this sadhana bhakti, the main ingredient is that hunger or eagerness. So till this stage, we can relate to. And the slokas after this, they are kind of stages which cannot understand. We can just read. So then he says, the spontaneous attraction towards Krishna will be the next stage. The Lord Chaitanya says, that's okay, premi bhakti is highest. But if you know some more details, please tell me, which prema is highest? Then he says, understanding ourselves, the eternal servant of Krishna, ki main bhagwan ka daas hu, ye samajhna highest. Lord Chaitanya says, very good, very nice. Anything higher than this? He says, yes, sakya prema, when we strike friendship with Krishna, that is more higher. He says, anything more? He says, when we become vatsala, when we become like mother and father of Krishna and with affection, try to care for Krishna, that becomes more intense. He says, anything higher? He says, then kanta prema. Madhurya prema becomes more higher. Then Lord Chaitanya tells that you have expressed everything. Please tell me, who is Krishna? Who is Srimati Radharani? What is the nature of their love? Then in next so many verses, he describes who is Krishna, who is Srimati Radharani, what is their relationships. And then Lord Chaitanya says, please tell me, after you have described so many high topics about sadhya, one thing I want to ask you is, sadhya vastu sadhana vinu kehana hi paai, kripa kare kaharai pabara upai. He said, now you are describing so many highest levels of success of human life. But how can one achieve that? How can one achieve that eagerness even in sadhana bhakti? What is the upai? Then he says, only by following the footsteps of a devotees and the highest is gopis, one can achieve whatever I have told here. So all boils down to associating with eager devotees, taking shelter of those devotees, learning from them. Then we can actually understand who is Krishna, who is Srimati Radharani, what is their love. So Prahlad Maharaj, when asked by Narasimha Dev, you have performed so much austerity, what do you want? He says, why you are at first place asking me? There are so many small children here. All Asura kids. Why are you not asking them? That do you want to come to back to Godhead? Why are you asking only me? I am son of Hiranyakashipu, the king of Asuras. And there are so many children of Asuras who are here. 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old. Why are you not asking them? Why you are asking me? Because you are a devotee. But why I became devotee and they didn't become devotee? Because Narad Muni took charge of me. When I was not even born. When I was just in the womb of my mother. That time Narad Muni took charge of her and instructed me about this devotional service, and that's how I became a devotee, and that's why you are asking me what you want. So I don't want anything from you. What I want is service to Narad Muni. Evam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kama bhikama anuya prapatan prasangat kritvatmasat surashibhi bhagavan rishibhya soham kathamnu visrije tava bhritya seva. This is only one thing I ask is service to your devotees. In another shloka, he asks, Tava Bhritya Parshvam. I want association of your devotees. Then he, this shloka, he asks, I want service to your devotees. So today is Disappearance Day of Ramananda Rai. And the essence of his teachings, as Prabhupada reveals, is when we get association of devotees and service to their lotus feet, then we can achieve higher and higher stages of devotional service. And one day, achieve Krishna as our goal of life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ramananda Rai ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Jai.